It's Wednesday, the 27th of May, day 67. My colleague David Runciman has an illuminating question to ask whenever a big controversy blows up. Is this a scandal or is it a crisis? Scandals occur all the time in democracies. They make a great deal of noise, much heat, usually little light. But after a time, the media and the public get bored. The caravan moves on, and nothing much has changed. It's a bit like watching a breeze rippling through a field of ripe corn, as someone once said about a new idea passing through a conference of Marxists. Crises, on the other hand, are different, because they lead to structural change. So for me, the big question about Boris Johnson's endorsement of Dominic Cummings's violation of lockdown restrictions, not to mention his acceptance of the surreal idea that his chief of staff would need to drive a 60-mile round trip simply to check that his eyesight was okay to drive, is whether this is just another scandal, or is it the harbinger of a crisis. The prevailing cynical journalistic consensus is that it's just a scandal. Johnson will be able to tough it out because he has to. Without Cummings, he's lost. So it'll pass, as these things usually do. Life will move on. And usually that cynical calculus is actually the best bet. But this time, I'm not so sure. I've never seen such a degree of consensual rage about anything, especially about the behaviour of the Prime Minister and this sidekick. There's a palpable feeling of outrage all over the place, which is for once nothing to do with tabloid media stoking. It's the outrage of ordinary people who believed what the Prime Minister said about the need to stay indoors and obey the regulations in order to stay safe, to flatten the curve and protect the NHS. And to an absolute astonishing degree, they have done as they were asked. And then they watch this sociopathic bastard go his own sweet way, concocting a preposterous story to justify it, and then remain unceasingly unapologetic into the bargain. But I think there's more to this than just outrage. Fintan O'Toole has an insightful piece in The Guardian today in which he draws an interesting analogy with what has happened to the Catholic Church in his and my native land, Ireland. Why does Cummings's Odyssey produce a whole different kind of emotion, O'Toole asks. Answer: because it reaches into the innermost experiences of millions of people. It cuts right through to the pain of a loved one dying alone, of grandchildren growing distant, of precious human bonds being forcibly severed. It grabs hold of that torment and it squeezes the meaning out of it. We endure these things individually, he went on, because we understand ourselves to be also enduring them collectively. Cummings's actions, and even more Johnson's valorization of them, strip away the second part, the big communal and institutional structure that gives a value to the millions of individual sacrifices has been kicked away. In Johnson's defense of Cummings, the only value is the individual instinct of the members of the ruling caste. Like me, O'Toole comes from a devoutly Irish Catholic family. His mother, like mine, thought that the bishops of that church were paragons of righteousness and piety. And then it turned out that for at least 70 years, those same pious hypocrites were tolerating and fostering child abuse on an epic scale. And only then did that church discover how people respond when they feel that they have been betrayed. It wasn't pretty. It was a demonstration that, as O'Toole puts it, people don't forgive this violation of the sense of meaning that gives dignity to their own sufferings. They don't forgive because they can't forget. This kind of betrayal is not just an event out there in the public world of media and politics and power. It's an experience that happens to every citizen individually and privately. Which is why in the end, this particular escapade may turn out to have been a crisis after all.